Joining me in the studio this morning over the phone from Juneau is Kyle Pickett. He's the music director of the Juneau Symphony. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
And you are traveling with your, I want to say traveling with your band to,
that's right.
to Sitka this weekend, but you got a pretty big band.
We do have a big band. It's one of the biggest traveling bands that, you know, as far as tours go, we've got the full Juneau Symphony coming down to play.
How many people are in the Juneau Symphony?
Well, you know, it really varies from concert to concert, but I think we're bringing about 60, 65 players from the symphony. And then, of course, also coming with us is the Juneau Student Symphony. So they're bringing another, you know, 40 people. So we're bringing a big contingent down.
And the Student Symphony is going to perform in the afternoon before the evening concert?
That's right, yeah.
Okay. How long has this plan been in the works to travel to Sitka?
We've been working on, I think the specific plans have been in the works for about a year, but I have to say I've had quite a number of Juneau Symphony players who have come down to play in Sitka, mostly touring with Opera to Go, which is one of our local opera troupes, and every time they come back from Sitka, they say, we have to take the symphony down there. They have the best hall in Southeast, and so we've been really excited to come down and play in the new hall.
Kyle, what kind of program have you got in mind for Sunday?
Well, I think that this is going to be a fun program. The main piece, the headliner piece on the program is Johannes Brahms' first symphony, which I particularly love. Brahms is my favorite composer. He's such a spectacularly beautiful composer. I mean, he's composing in the late 19th century. He's one of the great romantics, and this symphony is just such a powerful and gorgeous piece. It's a big work. It's about 40-45 minutes long and in four movements, but just a real showcase for the orchestra. And then that's the second half of the concert. And on the first half of the concert, we are going to be playing a wonderful piece by a Mexican composer, Marquez, and it's his Danzón Number 2, which is based on melodies and rhythms that he heard in rural dance halls in Mexico. And so it's a very fun piece, shows off the rhythm section and the brass and it's one of those pieces that you'll have a hard time staying in your seat. You'll want to get up and dance while we're playing that. And then our soloist we're featuring is George Jones, who is our young artist winner, our young youth concerto competition winner. And he is from Sitka, a high school student from Sitka. And so we're very excited. You know, it wasn't really planned this way. It was good fortune that George happened to win the concerto competition the year that we decided to go down to Sitka. And when we knew that we were going to Sitka, I said, we've got to feature George on that concert.
Is this something that where students learn a piece and actually have an opportunity to play it with you guys and then it's adjudicated, or do they sort of submit a tape?
That's right.
Okay.
Our youth concerto competition is something that we've had and it's been one of the mainstays and pillars of our youth outreach, our educational outreach for the Juneau Symphony for years. I mean, long before I even came along. And every June, we have a competition where young people from around Southeast come and compete. And they play a piece. They have to choose a piece that is part of the standard repertoire that's played, you know, a concerto type piece that's played with soloist and orchestra. And George came up last June and competed and won the chance to perform as a soloist with the symphony. So, you know, he plays a piece and the symphony backs him up.
I just find the idea of that so intimidating.
I have to say that in the competition, he was totally poised, totally confident. And really every winner we've had, you know, over the last 10 years, has responded that same way. And I don't know if it's just because they're young people and they don't think about being nervous or what, but, I fully expect George to be great.
Is the Grondel piece, is it was it written as a concerto for trombone, or what has it a concerto that's been arranged for trombone?
No, it was actually written as a concerto for trombone, and there aren't very many of those actually. The trombone is not often featured as a solo instrument with orchestra, and I had not heard this piece until George played it, and it's great. I think it's my favorite of any of the trombone concertos.
This is just one part of your program Sunday. You'll have the Brahms and the Marquez, but George Jones must sort of illustrate the kind of musician that the Juno Symphony is populated with. I imagine that most of your musicians have other lives outside of performing with the symphony.
And yeah, that's true. I mean, we are a symphony of and for the population here in Juneau, and so our orchestra is made up of players, some of whom, you know, might have been professional musicians in a different life. Many of them are music teachers, either private teachers or school music teachers. Many of them work entirely outside the music field. You know, we've got lawyers and doctors and you know, people who work for the state and you know, a couple high school students and a couple retired people and just kind of the gamut. We always bring in 10 to 15 players from outside of Juneau, including a couple people who come up regularly from Sitka. We have a few people who come down regularly from Anchorage who play in the Anchorage Symphony, a couple people who come down from Fairbanks who play in the Fairbanks Symphony, and then a couple people who come up from Northern California where I have my other orchestra, the North State Symphony. So, you know, most of the folks are right here in Juneau, and then, you know, a few of them fly in on the weekend before. And I have to say, actually, the out-of-towners are also especially excited and jazzed to come down to Sitka. They, you know, most of them have not been to Sitka, and so they're really anxious to do it.
I know one of your violinists is a radio station, a public radio station programmer by day. And
That's right. Neela Butcher, yeah.
A violinist by night.
She's been coming up to play with the Juno Symphony, I think, almost as long as I've been here. I think it's been, you know, just about 10 years that she comes up regularly.
And it's high time we got to see her up there on stage with the entire orchestra.
That's right.
I can just sort of tell in your voice that, you know, there's this idea of amateurism. It's, you know, in some cases it's kind of a negative sort of thing, but it's also got sort of a noble aspect to it as well. And it sounds like the musicians in the Juno Symphony, I mean, they have lives. They could be doing something else, but they devote a lot of time and energy to this. And does that passion translate into the performance?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you captured it really perfectly. I conduct regularly two orchestras. The North State Symphony is a professional orchestra, and the Juno Symphony is more of a community orchestra. And I'll tell you, one of the great joys of the Juno Symphony is that there is that passion. Everybody is doing it for the sheer love of the art. I mean, none of them are getting paid to do it. And that means that, you know, for someone to dedicate the dozens and dozens, I mean, really hundreds of hours over a year to rehearsals and performances, not to mention their own practice time, you know, they're doing it because they love the music, they love the chance to play. And they are really amateur in the sense that they aren't paid, and only in that sense, because we operate and run like any other professional orchestra, and I treat them that way, and they treat us that way. And but the excitement is what makes it really worth it. You know, this is my 47th concert with the Juno Symphony. And it's kind of astonishing just how far we've come in 10 years, but also, you know, the level that they're able to achieve playing these works. You know, I don't give them easy music. Brahms' First Symphony is really one of the hardest pieces out there in the repertoire, and you know, any professional orchestra has to work really hard on a piece like that. And so, you know, for an orchestra like the Juno Symphony, we have to work doubly hard. and they do. And then they have, you know, there's this great joy in their performance. It's always there. It has always been there at every single concert. And, you know, these are people who are not bored with what they're doing.
Kyle, it sounds like it's going to be terrific. The concert is 7:30 Sunday evening, and 4 o'clock for the Youth Symphony. Tickets are available at Old Harbor Books, $22 for adults, $17 for senior citizens, $10 for students.
Well, we're so excited to be coming, and I'm just looking forward to playing in your beautiful hall in your beautiful city.
And we look forward to having you. Kyle Pickett is the music director for the Juno Symphony. Thanks very much for joining me this morning, Kyle.
Thank you. I appreciate it.